Yabareka Yahweh Yashimi Reka Ayer Yahweh Pana Eleka Vahun Neka Yisha Yahweh Pana Eleka Vayashim Leka Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is the text for our sermon this morning. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, those funny words that you heard is the Aaronic benediction in the Hebrew. These were the very words that Aaron was to speak over the children of Israel to bless them directly after he made the sacrifice for Passover, after he came out of the Holy of Holies. These are the words that God told Moses that he is to give to Aaron. And these are the words that God blesses Israel with. These are the words that God uses to place his name upon his people. And yes, this is also God's blessing to each of us. Blessings are good. When we talk about blessings, we generally are talking about good things that are over and above, blessings that are rather extraordinary, if you will. A married couple has a brand new baby. What a blessing. Surgery goes well, better than expected. I'm blessed. Blessings are those things that go especially well for us. Blessings are good things that are better than the regular old mundane good things that we see all the time. The words that you heard are called the Aaronic benediction or the Aaronic blessing. And it is a blessing that invites you and me to look at the blessings from God's perspective. Hearing this benediction calls us to see things a little different, actually much differently. What does God mean by these words? How does he see it when he blesses us? Blessings from our Lord God are certainly good. They are good from his perspective, which means, dear one, that his blessings are perfect, not just special, not just extraordinary, perfect. When our Lord blesses us, it is not just a wish of his. God actually does it. God blesses us and gives us good things and makes us blessed. God calls us blessed, and blessed is what we are, for God has said it. Being blessed is just not about the good things that we want or the things that we see. Blessed is what we are, because God has certainly declared it. Our Lord describes it this way. They will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. When God puts his name on us, we are certainly blessed. Everything truly that is good in this world, in our relationship with him, comes from him. When he calls us his, when he says that you are my child, when his name is on us, then you are certainly blessed. Now, each of us has a given name, a name that was given to us by our parents. Whether we like it or not, it is our name. It's your name, and I have my name. Yet, you and I were also given a name when you were reborn, when you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. With his name, you are blessed. Blessed by him. Blessed by God. Truly blessed by the Holy Trinity. So this morning, let's briefly take a look at the petitions that we have here. And the first petition is, the Lord bless you and keep you. We are blessed by God the Father. We know this well. We know that we are blessed because we confess it as we read the explanation of the first article of the Creed as found in Luther's Small Catechism. Many of you may remember this. I believe God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. The Lord blesses you and he keeps you. The second petition. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. We are blessed by God the Son. Jesus is our Savior and our Redeemer. He literally has a face to shine on us, for he has taken on to himself human flesh to save us. And he has done this by his grace and his great work. God became a human being for you. The uncreated became a creature. The eternal stepped into time. The infinite has a body that lived and suffered and died. He did this for each of you. How often do we think how blessed we certainly are and truly are in our Lord Jesus? Our sins are forgiven. Death no longer has a hold on us. And the devil, he has absolutely no power over us. God has saved us. Jesus blesses us as his face shines on us. And he is gracious to you. And then the last petition. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. You are blessed by God the Holy Spirit. God is the one who gives us faith and newness of life. He shows us his favor and the peace that comes with that favor. His holy word creates in us faith. Simple water with the power of God's word, washes away all your sin. Bread and wine, consecrated with his holy word, gives us a foretaste of the feast to come and forgives us all our sins, strengthens our faith unto life and salvation. The Holy Spirit, he works so finely and so powerfully that we take him for granted. As a matter of fact, we don't really give the Holy Spirit any thought at all, but he's always and constantly working in us, always and constantly directing us to our Lord Jesus, always constantly directing us to fall to our knees, to confess our sins, and then to believe that our sins are forgiven because of what Jesus has done for us. Our faith grows without our noticing. And it shines its light in our lives without even our effort. It puts God's blessings on display, not only in us, but to all those people who see us. And therefore, God shows his favor and gives his peace, not only to us, but all to whom see his light. And then they also repent of their sins. And in their confession, they are forgiven and given newness of life in the waters of holy baptism. The Holy Spirit blesses us. He blesses us with his favor, and he gives us shalom, peace. And so we are blessed. We are blessed because the Lord blesses and keeps you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and is gracious to you. The Lord lifts his countenance upon you and gives you peace. Now, that is not just a cheeky way of saying, okay, church is over, time to go. No, 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 my dear one. His blessing is a promise to you, a promise to you in Christ Jesus. He is blessing you. He is putting his name on you. His blessing prepares you to go on into this world with the knowledge that he has blessed you and that he keeps you, that his face is shining on you, that he is gracious to you, that he looks on you with his favor, and he certainly gives you peace. You should never, ever dismiss his benediction. You should never, ever dismiss his blessing. You should never, ever resist his name being placed on you. It is totally incorrect for us to leave church before we hear the benediction and to hear his blessing. So, this blessing is a blessing that Moses heard as he sat as a part of the congregation, as his brother, the high priest Aaron, blessed the congregation. This is the blessing that King David and King Solomon heard as it was spoken over them, the two great kings of Israel. This is the blessing that the 12 disciples heard, and also John, Mark, and Luke, and Paul. This blessing has been spoken over God's people for nearly 4,000 years. And every Sunday, God is here to bless you, to tell you that you are his, dear child, that you are blessed, that you are saved, that all your sin is forgiven, that all your sin is forgiven in his name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.